Tov. All right. Gadol story for the week. We do another Chafetz Chaim story from the Around the Maggid's Table Sefer. It's an amazing story. So it's a true story. So there's a 14-year-old boy named Leib, and he was traveling by train probably, 140 years ago, something like that. And he was going to Poland, and he was supposed to get to his home before Shabbat, but the train got delayed. And he realized that the rate that he was going, there was no chance he was going to make it home for Shabbat. So he asked the conductor, where else is the train stopping? And he said, we're stopping at Radin. And Radin, of course, is the home of the Chafetz Chaim. And this kid happened to have his great-granduncle was the Chafetz Chaim. They said, perfect, I'll stop by, I'll get a Shabbos with one of the Gadol Dor, and it'll be awesome. So he gets there right before Shabbat, and the Chafetz Chaim's wife greets him and says, come in. The Chafetz Chaim's already in shul. He teaches a shir before Kabbalat Shabbat. But you come, get yourself prepared. So he conked out on the couch. He was really tired. And he falls asleep. He wakes up. It's already Shabbos. He sees the Chafetz Chaim reading a sefer. And the Chafetz Chaim patiently says, don't worry. Say Kabbalat Shabbat, Daven Marv. When you're done, we'll eat. So he does that. He quickly davens. They have the meal. Everything's good. He goes to his bed and he looks at the clock and it's 4 o'clock in the morning. He's very confused. How is it 4 o'clock in the morning? And he doesn't understand. He thinks the watch must be broken. In the morning, he asks the Chafetz Chaim's wife, like, is the watch broken? It said 4 o'clock when we finished our meal. It wasn't that long. He says, yeah. She said, yeah. What happened was that my husband, when you saw that you were really tired and I wanted to wake you up for Kiddush, but he said, nah, he probably needs his sleep. So the Chafetz Chaim said, you guys make Kiddush, have the Suda. I'll sit there and wait until he wakes up. And he only woke up at 2:30 in the morning. So the Chafetz Chaim waited there. It just shows the amazing, amazing patience of the Chafetz Chaim. And it's even more amazing that he wouldn't have even said anything. No one would have said anything to this boy if not for the fact that this kid asked them. So Gedolim, the truly great people, they always have time for other people. And we should be zoicha to have more patience and sensitivity towards other people. Just one halach, amen, and just one halach, I'll squeeze it in there. This week's parsha, we learned about halachas neros, right, from Rivka's, whose candles were lit. So you should know that when you light your Shabbos candles, which is also a mitzvah for guys, not only women. So really you should say the bracha and then light the candles. So when guys light their Shabbos candles, if you're not yet married, you do say the bracha and then light the candles, just like any other mitzvah. But women, at least Ashkenazi women, their custom is that when they say the bracha, they're taking Shabbos upon themselves. And so what they'll do is they'll light the candles and then they'll close their eyes and then they'll say the bracha, which is the wrong order normally, but because they don't want to take Shabbos upon themselves and then light Shabbos candles. But guys, when you're lighting Shabbos candles, I assume here in the dorm somebody lights for y'all. But if you are chayav to light Shabbos candles, if you're not yet married, so then you should say the bracha first and then light the Shabbos candles. Anybody wants is invited to an awesome, fun Simcha seminar shir with breakfast in the back. And if you could wait, we say the first bracha together. It'd be really sweet.